ceiling. Cause baby, you get me. It's heaven, six pack of beer. Sit and watch the walls disappear. And we'll laugh, talk for hours. Oh baby, you give me. Smoke a pack of cigarettes. Hey, how about a menthol? You haven't had one of those yet? Yeah, we'll laugh and cough for hours. Ah, oh, baby, you
is Tom Petty. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That one's found on the box set from 1993. You Get Me High. Here's one of my favorites from the She's the One soundtrack. Not a great movie, but a great soundtrack. Full soundtrack by Tom Petty. This is Walls.
Some days are diamonds. Some days are rocks. Doors are open. Some roads are blocked. Sundowns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I'll get you back someday. Cause you got a heart so this town, and I can't hold out forever. Even walls fall down, and all around your island there's a barricade. but you got a heart so big it could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever. Even walls fall down. Maybe you've got a heart so big it could crush this town, and I can't hold out
Take four.
One, two, three, four. In the middle of his life, left his wife and ran off to be back. Boy, it was sad, but he bought a new car, found a new bar, and went under another name, created a whole new game. And the days went by like paper in the wind. Everything changed, then changed again. It's hard to find a friend, it's hard to find a friend. Meanwhile then, his wife's boyfriend moved in and took over the house. Everybody was quiet as a mouse. And to change their lives, change their plans, slowly they grew apart. Boy, it would have broke your heart. And the days went by again. It's hard to find a friend, it's hard to find a
listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is The Chris Earle Show. I'm doing Tom Petty this first hour here. I'm going to leave you with one more from Tom Petty, and then I'm going to get into some story time for you. I got a couple of stories for you today, including Animal Farm by George Orwell. We'll listen to a piece of that. And we will also do Where the Wild Things Are, read by Bjork. We will do that, and also we have some stand-up comedy for the next hour. Professional stand-up comedy and comedy pieces from a number of acts that you probably know very well, as opposed to all the crap that you hear when you go to the local bars and open mics. My name is Chris Earle. Once again, it is The Chris Show. It is the debut of The Chris Show, and in the final hour, I will be doing Prince today, B-sides and rarities for you, and then watch this from 5 to 7 p.m. with my guest Missy McNeil, who is on her way down to the studio, or up to the studio, one of the two. Again, Chris Earle, WMFO, Medford. Beautiful day out there. Hope you are enjoying this wonderful October afternoon. Nice out there. Beautiful day out there. I hope you are going for a little walk, as well as being tuned into WMFO. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford. I'm going to leave you with this one. It is King's Highway by Tom Petty, and it's a live version of it. It's kind of slower, but I like it, and we'll end with this one this week for the portion of the show
which is a rock and roll album oriented radio by a passed away artist, Tom Petty, this week. Thanks for listening.
Hi,
once again.
Lily. Oh, my name's Lily.
Take you far away from trouble, my love, under a big old sky, out in a field of green. There's gotta be something left for us to believe. Oh, I'll wait the day good fortune comes our way.
Once again, WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is The Chris Earle Show. Tom Petty passed away October 2nd, 2017, and I shared a birthday with him. I wasn't as old as him, but I shared a birthday with him, so I always think of Tom Petty. And he was great. He was one of my favorites. He was definitely in my top five artists of all time. So, goodbye to Tom Petty. A little tribute there today, and I thought I'd leave with a sweet note there with King's Highway, a great live version of that. Again, Tom Petty came out with a new album, An American Treasure. It's four CDs, or you can get the two CD, and he's also got a new Greatest Hits coming out shortly as well, keeping him alive. What's interesting is his middle name is Earl. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? Thomas Earl Petty was his name, and paying a little tribute to him today on The Chris Earle Show. Coming up, I have Story Time, Where the Wild Things Are, and I might shelve Animal House for sake of time today because I got all kinds of comedy stuff to play as well. I'm going to do some professional stand-up comedy as well as some comedy sketches and songs here today on The Chris Earle Show, as well as the final hour of The Chris Earle Show, which will be from 4 to 5. We will be doing Prince, B-sides, and rarities. I got all kinds of obscure stuff that you have never heard before. if you are a casual Prince fan. If you are a big Prince fan, you are going to love it because I put together some great stuff from The Slaughterhouse and 2010, as well as a bunch of things from the extended Purple Rain album that came out a while ago, as well as some B-sides that you may never have heard before, even being a big Prince fan. So that is coming up. So let's do Bjork, who's reading Where the Wild Things Are. This is Melissa Villaseñor. You could see her on Saturday Night Live. This is her reading Where the Wild Things Are on the story time portion today of the Chris Earle Show here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Hello, everyone. It is Bjork. I hope that you are having a great day. And if you aren't, I hope that this will cheer you up. I'm going to read to you Where the Wild Things Are. Look at the pretty art. Winner of the Caldecott Medal for the Most Distinguished Picture Book of the Year. This looks like my dreams when I'm having a happy day, which isn't often. Where the Wild Things Are. Remember when teachers used to do this? I always put too much saliva. Where the Wild Things Are. How many times do they have to write the title? Here we go. The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind. And another. His mother called him Wild Thing, and Max said, "I'll eat you up." So he was sent to bed without eating anything. Poor Max. That very night in Max's room, a forest grew. That happens in my room every night. But sometimes there's gorillas, and they touch me in my no-no places. And grew. And grew until his ceiling hung with vines, and the walls became the world all around. And an ocean tumbled by with a private boat for Max, and he sailed off through night and day. And in and out of weeks and almost over a year to where the wild things are. And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. Sounds like my family in Iceland. Till Max said, "Be still," and tamed them with the magic trick of staring into all their yellow eyes without blinking once. And they were frightened and called them the most wild thing of all. It's like me with my music. And made him king of all the wild things. "And now," cried Max, "let the wild rumpus start." Oh, they call it Where the Wild Things Are. I know there's no song in this book, but there should be. Where the wild things are. Oh, Now stop, Max said, and sent the wild things off to bed without their supper. And Max, the kind of all wild things, was lonely and wanted to be where someone loved him best of all. That's my kitty cat. She's pooping, if you hear the litter. Then all around, from far away across the world, he smelled good things to eat. So he gave up being king of where the wild things are. That really worked. But the wild things cried, "Oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so." And Max said, "No." The wild things roared with their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. But Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye. And sailed back over a year, and in and out of weeks, and through a day, and into the night of his very own room, where he found his supper waiting for him. And it was still hot. Wow, this book turned into a dirty book. Max probably went through puberty that night. That's what this story is about. He doesn't know how to control the new monster feelings inside down below. And that's his wet dream. I hope you enjoyed this reading of Where the Wild Things Are. If you have other suggestions for me to read, or perhaps another celebrity, write below and maybe your book will get picked.
Listen to The Chris Earle Show on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'll stand up the next hour. Here's Adam Sandler.
Giuliani. Giuliani, why must you ever be gone? 2 more months, 10 more weeks, we got to deal with one of these geeks. Giuliani.
Giuliani.
Giuliani. Let me hear you. His diplomatic meeting leaders all from all around the globe. But if you blame USA, stick your 10 million up your roll. Let me hear you.
Giuliani.
Giuliani. How will I miss you, Senor Rudy? So tough, but also sweet. Only good thing about your leaving, we get the hookers back on the street. All right. Hey, America, come to New York, do some shopping, catch a play. And if you see a lonely fireman, give that guy a thank you lay. And the cops too, and the cops too. Yankees, bring a New York together, Yankees. We even like a Steinbrenner, Yankees. Now we break applause meter with 2 words, Derek Jeter! He hits he feels he's got the cuter face. Even Opera Man would let him get to second base. Jagger's on the bill. Paul McCartney, what a thrill. But it's Destiny's Child that gave me a boner. I got a boner, a Jewish circumcised boner. Can't get rid of this boner. Opera Man wish he was a loner. Mr. Bin Laden, why are he so angry? Just look at him. 6 foot six and he no can touch the rim. He no let women read. He no let women vote. That's why the only love he gets is from a mountain goat. In our own mailbox, for he himself suffers from a case of smallpox. Osama, kiss my ass. Osama, bite my dick. Osama, go to hell. Osama, get the shriek. Osama says he's tough. Osama says he's brave. Then tell me why Osama is shitting in a cave. Hey! Sing for you. Opera Man had so much fun. Cause New York City, te adoro, you'll always be our number one. Opera Man, bad boy.
My Uncle Gus come by the house every year. My Uncle Gus is the uncle that liked to work the grill. Nobody touched the grill when he's around shit. As soon as he walk in the house, it's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire. You know how to start no fire. Put this fire out. There ain't no fire, goddammit. Eddie, go over there and give me all that wood. I need half a tree. Chop that tree down over there. Chop down that tree and give me the wood from that tree over there. And Charlie, go give me 2 gallons of gasoline out of the shed. You 2 gallons of gasoline, you kids roll up your shirt, put that on the grill. We're gonna start a fire. Come on, you wanna eat? You wanna eat? Just shut up then, put that on the fire. Okay, put that wood inside there. Okay, give me the gasoline, Charlie. Hold the match. Well, I tell you, Charlie, throw the match on the gasoline, all right? Well, I tell you, all right? We're gonna make a fire. We're gonna eat it, right? Y'all wanna eat? We're gonna eat now. Here we go. Pour the gasoline on here like this. There. We need the whole. Get that goddamn lighter fluid out there. That can't use it, shit. We're gonna put all 2 gallons of gasoline on this wood and make a fire. We're gonna eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Charlie, throw the match. Now that's a fire. That's a fire. Look at that. Look at that. He be all right. Roll Charlie around. Roll him around a bit. Roll around.
I'm so excited. I mean, this is October. October's a good month. At the end of October, it's Halloween. You knock on the door and they give you candy. It doesn't work any other day of the year. Believe me, I've tried. Oh, I go trick-or-treating, I go 8-9 hours. And they say when you don't want the trick-or-treaters to come, shut the light off. Oh, don't do that. You don't want me outside the house at 3 in the morning going, I said trick-or-treat! Honey, give him something, he's scaring the children. And you go trick-or-treat, nowadays they give you these little candy bars, like all shrunk. Let's go in the kitchen, see if we can't find something better. Last year I got a ham, I got a frozen turkey, some lovely canned goods. Keep unloading it, Grandma. I'll tell you when to stop. I've been on the road since May. It has been a sojourn. It has been an odyssey. There have been some good months. There have been some bad months.
In addition to my vodka ad, I also played Las Vegas for the first time. Listen, I'm not a gambler. You should know that about me, too. I went to the racetrack once in my life, and I bet on a horse called Battle Gun. And all the horses come out, and mine is the only horse in the race with training wheels. You know? And you have to believe me when I tell you this. There is something seductive about me when I shoot crap. And I'm at the crap table, and I'm dicing. And a very provocative woman comes up to me, and she begins to size me up. I take her upstairs to my hotel room, shut the door, remove my glasses, show her no mercy. I unbutton my shirt, and she unbuttons her shirt. And I smile, and she smiles. I remove my shirt. And she removes her shirt. And I wink. And she winks. And I remove my pants. And she removes her pants. And I realize I'm looking into a mirror.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, The Chris Earls Show. Got professional stand-up comedy and sketches. And some parody songs, including this one from Cheech and Chong.
To go off to the corner store just to buy a loaf of bread and a box of s'mores. I pulled a guy in a yellow van, shining gold badge flashing in his hand. He said,
"All right, all you more here, I want y'all to hit the floor. I got one thing to ask you and nothing more. So answer in English, if you can. Where were you born, man?"
Huh? Where was I born?
That's right, I said, where were you born?
Hey, are you one of those dudes that do horoscopes, man? Hey, I'm a Cancer with a bad moon rising.
Look here, El Fago, watch my lips. Where were you born?
I was born in East L.A., man, I was born in East L.A.
Oh, yeah, you're born in East L.A. Well, let's see your green card, huh?
Green card? I'm from East L.A.
All right, well, then who's president of the United States?
Oh, that's easy, man. That guy that used to be on Death Valley days, John Wayne.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Easter egg!
It's this family, the Kavanaughs, Anne and William. They're eating dinner and they just finish. And their maid comes in and she clears the plates. And they have two children, Betsy and Timmy. And Anne suggests that they all go into the drawing room, where Anne then braids Betsy's beautiful blonde hair. The husband, he plays chess with Timmy. And then the maid comes in with strawberries and whipped cream, and they all eat a nice dessert. And that's the act.
What would you call an act like that?
The cock-sucking motherfuckers.
Yes, indeed! Yes, indeed! Wow, thank you. Thank you. Please, I've had heart surgery. Thank you. Nice to be in Washington where the buck stops here. Way to go. And then it's handed out to AIG and many other people. Now, I have the new Timothy Geithner $20 bill. It's just been printed, kind of neat. Instead of "In God We Trust," it just says, "Trust me." And it says, "Spend before Tuesday." And also, instead of Andrew Jackson, it has the little man from Monopoly going. And I know many of you have been looking for Sarah Palin's book. It is a bitch to find. Good luck. I found it somewhere between fiction and nonfiction in the fantasy aisle. It's kind of fun. Wonderful. You get the feeling with Sarah Palin in high school, she was voted least likely to write a book and most likely to burn one. Do you think that might have been? She's pretty wild, baby. I love her. And also, Oprah is going to retire her show. Please say it isn't so. Oprah's going to retire her show. I hope she's not bummed out about losing the Olympics. I hope that's not it. It wasn't really fair. Chicago sent Oprah and Michelle. Brazil sent 50 strippers and a pound of blow. She's like, what? Do you think the Olympic Committee was going, Oprah, shave pussy? Oprah, would you? Okay, we're gonna have to go this way.
And I bought a stereo. Wow, two speakers. It's wild. I got about a month ago and let me start this over. I'll never do it now. This is the one bit we wanted bad. The one bit that's gonna make me.
Oh, wait, anyway, bought a stereo. Okay, now, okay.
So anyway, I get this stereo, and I have about a month I had it, and no, I bought a stereo, and I'm going to go away from this and come back to it, okay? No, I did. I bought a stereo. No, but seriously, stereo, me, bought. So I'm listening to this thing, and then I heard the quad system with the four speakers, and I said, this is it. This is great. So I got rid of the stereo and got the quad. And this was the sound I was looking for. But I listened to it a couple of days, and I said, hey, this sounds like shit. So I went out and I got the dodecaphonic with the 12 speakers, and this was more to my liking for a while. But the ear gets sophisticated pretty fast, and I got rid of that. Got the millophonic, the 1,000 speakers, and I'm listening to it. I say, hey, this sounds like shit, too. The other one was shit one. This is shit, too. So finally, I got the Googlephonic, the highest number of speakers before infinity. It sounds like shit. So I said, hey, maybe it's a needle.
We don't talk like that. You want to hear bad accents? Go to the Midwest. You guys see the movie Fargo? If I lived in that town, I would murder every one of those people. That is awful, that Midwestern. Hi there, how are ya? If Jennifer Lopez talked like that, I wouldn't sleep with her. She could be naked. Hey, baby, I'm horny. What do you want me to do? Stop talking. I'm lying. I wouldn't care if she talked with a stroke-induced lisp.
You wanna have sex?
Yeah, you bet I do. Just throw a sheet over the left half.
They all look like Rod Stewart. Aren't rock stars? Can we talk here? Aren't rock stars ugly? I was on the Carson show 2 times ago, and I mentioned rock stars were ugly, and I got letters from all over America. Rock stars are not ugly. Rod Stewart, he has got acne. I think you could play Connect the Dots for a year on this man's face. Do you think I'm sexy? Squish, 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 squish. Barry Manilow, a nose. If he was on hard drugs, he could inhale Peru. The one with the lips. Mick Jagger. He could French kiss a moose. I have never seen that. He could suck a lemon from here to the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. He's got childbearing lips. Hey, Stevie Wonder, that poor son of a bitch. Who's gonna tell him he's wearing a macrame plant holder on his head? And yet, it doesn't matter, damn it, because a man, as long as he's alive, he can be rich, he can be poor, he can be clean, he can be dirty, he is a catch. That's why you're single. Remember, you have a limited amount of time. You're a woman. A man, this son of a bitch you're with, is not going to marry you. This son of a bitch, he's going to be around until he's 98. We have an extra man. Bring him along. He's 98. Bring him. He's dead. We'll prop him. Bring him. Oh, sure. Because they're double standards even today. Oh, look at the room suddenly so quiet. Oh, come on. There are still double standards. A man can sleep around. Nobody asks any question. A woman, you make 19, 20 mistakes. Right away, you're a tramp. Oh, shit. Not fair. That's why it's so hard to be a woman. How old are you? Though you're very cute. Yes, did you go to college? That's why you're too smart. Men like them stupid. Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, what? Oh, grow up. Don't give me all this liberation shit. Men like them stupid. Oh, all you need is a pretty face and a trick pelvis and you're home free. And oh, shit. Sure. I'm telling you. See, I come from the generation where they never told you these things. I'm the generation where you had your... I was 28 years old and single. Oh, my mother was going crazy. How old were you when you got married? 23, so no chicken either. Yeah. Did you wear white? Okay, excuse me. I don't want to hear. So defensive, yes. Were you a nurse? I wore white also. I had a big black hem on my dress. Oh, shit. I walked down the aisle, every usher went white. When the rabbi said, you take this man, 14 guys said she has. It's just... My husband bought the horseback riding story, thank God. But... So did Prince Charles.
Thank you.
thank you, movement.
But I wanna know for sure. Every time I kiss you, I taste what other men have for lunch. The only thing can get you off is to see me in pain, but I think I love you. You make my heart free. You took everything. All wild me. Wild thing, I think you move me.
It just came to my mind. I thought I'd say that.
You make me trust you. Then stuck the knife in my heart. You're a lying, unfaithful, untrustable tramp, but I think I love you. You make my heart scream. You do everything. Oh, wild thing.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Okay, well, let me pull your record card. Hold on, please.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Rosenberg, I don't have a record card on you. Where did you buy your glasses? Sure it was here?
Yes, I did. And do you wear glasses?
No, where did you buy them?
At your place, then.
What address did you go to?
It's the one right in the city there. I don't quite remember.
Well, there's a lot in the city, and sometimes people get confused. I don't have a record card on you. How long ago did you buy it here?
About 4 days, and my eyes is going crazy.
And Mr. Rosenberg, I don't believe you bought it at this office because I'm the only one here. I don't wear glasses, and if it was 4 days ago, I would have remembered you. And I don't, and I don't have a record card on you. Did you go to the Empire State Building?
I went to the Empire State Building, and I can't see so good.
So you went to see Dr.
Yeah, but he's an asshole. Couldn't see so good from the Empire State Building.